This is the day the Lord's made, isn't it? Every day's the day that the Lord has made, right? I'd rather be here right now with you all and in the presence of the Lord than anywhere I can think of right now. Amen. It's good to see you all. It's good to have some back. That's some of them had been gone because of some family situations. It's good to have Micaiah back. I think I saw Rhoda back there. It's good to have y'all back. And we're just glad that we can come before the Lord and praise His name. Amen. Well, you know, I don't know. When we do our little bulletins and everything, I think sometimes everybody reads them, and sometimes I wonder, you know, does anybody read these bulletins we write? But somebody did read the bulletin. You know, last week I wrote a little note in there, and it's about Moses and how Moses, he was 120 years old, and his eyesight hadn't dimmed, and his body was still full of vigor. And I said, am I going to have what Mr. Sam, right? That's the way it's going to be. Am I going to take what the Word says is mine? You know, and he was under the old covenant. He didn't even have Jesus, did he? Why should we settle for less than what they had in the Old Testament when we've got better? Amen? So somebody came up and said, they shared another scripture with me. I said, all right, I'll just add that to my little treasure of scriptures about I'm going to believe the Word of God. I'm going to have what the Word says and not what the world says. And, you know, people will come up to you and they say, well, you know, such and such runs in the family. I said, it stopped before me. Amen? It stopped before me. It may have happened to so-and-so, and it may have happened to so-and-so. But guess what? As far as I'm concerned, the bloodline made it stop. Amen? But I want to read out of Psalm 92. And I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. Y'all never know which version I'm going to read out of, do you? That's what makes life so interesting. You never know what I'm going to say or what I'm going to read. But Psalm 92, and if you would please stand while we read and get into the presence of God. And as we listen to the Word this morning, Psalm 92 says this. It is a good and delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises with musical accompaniment to your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night, with an instrument of 10 strings and with a lute and with a solemn sound upon the lyre. I think we're kind of biblical this morning, okay? That's good. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your works. At the deeds of your hands, I joyfully sing. How great are your doings, O Lord. Your thoughts are very deep. A man in his rude and uncultivated state knows not, neither does a self-confident fool understand this. Now, the world doesn't understand what I'm getting ready to read to you. That's exactly what it said. But you, O Lord, see, here it is. That though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they are doomed to be destroyed forever. Now, that's a good scripture. I had to share some scriptures this week about, you know, all of us every once in a while wonder why our neighbors are prospering and they don't even serve God. And they don't even seem like anything's going wrong with them. Listen to what this says. This says that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, or that's what it looks like, they are doomed to be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold your adversaries, O Lord. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the evildoers shall be scattered. But my horn, which is the emblem of excessive strength and grace, you have exalted like that of a wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil. You know the horn, the anointing of the oil? Listen. My eye looks upon those who lie in wait for me. My ears hear the evildoers that rise up against me. But the uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. They'll be long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable, and incorruptible. planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in the old age. Hey, there you go. They shall be full of sap, spiritual vitality, and rich in the verdure of trust, love, and contentment. They are living memorials to show that God is upright and faithful to His promises. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Amen, and amen, and amen. I tell you what, claim the promise of God that we're stately, we're upright, we're useful and fruitful. And even in our old age, growing in grace, we're going to be produce fruit. We're going to be full of spiritual vitality. You know, I know some young people that need some spiritual vitality. Amen. Come on now. I know some younger adults that need some spiritual vitality. Well, I know what. You came to the right place to get it today. Amen. If you choose to allow the Lord just to come in and, Lord, renew me today, make me full of your vigor, your vitality, passion for you, and then I know I'm going to get accomplished what you called me to do. Amen. Well, let's praise the Lord this morning.
Strength will rise.
the strength will rise. You got to feel that spiritual strength rising this morning in your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Oh,
on, church.
Our God
Come on.
Is stronger.
You believe that this morning?
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
sing that again.
Our God is greater. Our God is
our
stronger.
God, come on.
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and praise him this morning. Amen. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. You're greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the thing is, you have to make a choice who you're going to believe is greater. You know, I know a lot of people, they love the Lord, but somehow or another, they haven't gotten through the point that realizing that God is greater than anything they're going to come against. There's an enemy out there, but my Bible tells me that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I make a choice this morning. I don't know about everybody else, but I make a choice to worship and to praise him. And to lift my voice, because he's the rock I stand on. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you. Oh, we praise you. We choose to magnify and worship you this morning, Lord. When all around us, Father God, things are falling down, We just praise you that we stand on your rock and we stand solid this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We worship and praise you. And you who are listening out there, I pray that you've made that choice this morning too. You may be sick. I know there's some here in the church that couldn't make it today. And I pray that you're listening and the healing hand of the Lord is touching you right now, delivering you and setting you free because you choose to praise him. You choose to stand on the rock that's not going to fall. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. You know, we don't have a friend that's any closer or any greater. There's nobody that knows you better than Jesus knows you. Do you know that? He is your friend. Even when you act like he doesn't know what's going on in your life, he knows what's going on in your life. And he loves you. He is the one that'll never leave you and never forsake you. You know, Pastor and I can't be with people. We try to be there, but sometimes in your darkest time, in a time when you need somebody, he's there. He's there. Amen. When it seems like there's no answers, and you know, sometimes you're praying for your children, it seems like that everything you do, nothing has worked. But you know, God's there. I just want to tell you, Marilyn, God's there. And we know what he's done inside her heart, and we know he's there. Right now, the enemy is bringing confusion and doubt, but you know what? She belongs to God. She belongs to God, and we just lift up our hands now, and we thank God for delivering Erin, for setting her free, for giving Marilyn the peace to know that she's standing on the Word of God. Amen. And you know, Marilyn, I know it seems like all's fallen. We pray for Lyle. And then with this, but you know what? The greater one is inside of you. And you can stand and believe, and you're going to see the salvation and the healing in your family. Amen. You know, it's just like, you know, you can say, well, you know, I've been there before. And I've seen the faithfulness of God. And the Lord said, this is no different. Amen. Hallelujah. What a friend. Come on, church. You know, we got people in here that are hurting. They're walking through. They're walking through some tough times. But you know what? God's with them. Amen. Hallelujah.
There's a upon the peaks my soul can be found. But there are unexpected storms that the devil likes to bring. But unexpected storms may grab me from my high. It can bring me low, but it will never, come on, bring me down. For I know the Master, I know the Master of the way.
Everybody in this house this morning knows the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you don't have it, never accepted him into your heart, you don't know him. You don't have the master of the wind in your life. We're going to do that, What a Friend, again. And I just want you to close your eyes, everybody. And if there's anybody, children, youth, young adults, old, whatever your age, if you say, you know, I really don't have that peace. You know, you don't need to leave here this morning without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And without knowing that he is in control of your life. He is your peace. He is the master of your wind. You know what? He's the master of the wind. I don't care what the enemy will bring your way. When you're standing on that rock that we sang, and when you know that he's greater than the one out there, you're going to stand and you're going to make it through all the winds and the storms that the devil may bring your way.
What a friend I've found, closer than a brother.
Come on now.
I have felt your touch.
Have you felt his touch this morning saying, you need me?
More intimate than others. Jesus. Jesus.
Anybody in the house this morning, if you want to just lift your hand, nobody's looking, because we're just worshiping the Lord this morning. And if you say, you know, I need that peace, I want Jesus in my life, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand and we'll pray with you right where you are. We'll pray with you and you can just accept him. Hallelujah. If you don't know him, hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, you know each heart that's in here this morning, Father. And you know, we would be doing so much less than what the church is all about if we didn't give everybody an opportunity, Father, to accept you as their Savior. Well, I'm just assuming that everybody in here knows him. And we just praise you, Father, for that. Let's just worship him and sing that song again.
What a friend I found, closer than a brother. I have felt your touch, more intimate than I.
And we're going to close with one more worship song as we sing together, "How Great Is Our God." Amen. worship and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to share this. I know when you're in the bulletin today,
thank
I can
you,
share
Jesus.
That the different ones that were in the nursing home. And well, Lee was in there until last night, and they had to take him to the hospital. And Lee's getting ready to be with the Lord. But I had a God time with her yesterday. And I just want to share this because, you know, it's when you think back at the times that you know that you've been obedient to what God told you to do, and at the time you didn't realize how important it was going to be that you did that. I always, since she's been in there this week, I would go by and see her when I'd go up to Mom's. Some days she was good and responsive, and other days I knew that she just wasn't rest, just didn't really receive a lot. But yesterday when I went up to have share dinner with Mom, I got ready to leave, and I thought, I saw her legs moving. I thought, oh, Lee's awake. So I went in there, and she was just uncomfortable. You know, and her oxygen was up, so I fixed her oxygen, and she was hot. And so I just, you know, I love Lee Turner. And the Lord began to speak to Lee. Her family's here today, and I got to share this because they're just standing and believing and trusting God. But I said, Lee, you know how much God loves you, and you know how much Laverne Relaford loves you. And I said, you know, you just got the peace of Jesus. And I said, can I sing an old song? So Lee and I always sang songs together, especially those old scripture songs and chorus songs. So I felt led to sing that old song, Majesty. Worship His Majesty. Well, in her eyes and in her mind, she was singing it with me. You know, she couldn't speak. Her throat was paralyzed. She couldn't speak, but I saw it. I sensed it. And I knew that I had a God moment with Lee. And I left her and I prayed with her. And, you know, then Sherry called me last night, told me they'd put her in the hospital. And God's in charge, isn't He? It's not easy, but He's in charge. And a lot of good things are happening. You know, God didn't do this to Lee. But in the midst of this trial and this storm, God's doing some things, right?
That's right.
And I just wanted to share with you that I had a God moment. And always be obedient. Like when you just, you know, maybe walk by your phone and say, somebody come to your mind and say, I think I need to call so-and-so, or I think maybe I need to write a note, or I need to, you know, listen to that prompting of the Holy Spirit. Because you never know when you're going to have a God moment. And it's always going to be a good moment. Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, and one other thing. Make sure everybody gets your brochure from the meeting, the conference coming up in about 3 weeks, and it's going to be great. And if anybody, I know we haven't said a whole lot about it, but with the different messages that are going to be brought and the services, if anybody wants to renew their wedding vows, you need to sign up back there so we'll know who's interested and how to plan, and it's going to be a good time. And I'd like for everybody to be a part of it. You may not be aiming to do that, but we're going to have some food afterwards, and Dr. Jan and Henry and all the team from Louisiana is going to be here with us for the ceremony, and we're going to have a good fellowship time afterwards. And if you could come and support those that are going to do that.
Amen. I think the last time we did this, it's been, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I think we had about 12, 14 couples that... y'all hadn't been married too long, had you, Denise?
Well, we had two kids.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, you know, that's still.
I've got a picture of the group that I'll try to find, and I'll hang it up out there.
My kids wasn't married then.
No, they weren't.
And you didn't have grandkids. Hallelujah. But. And also I want to remind you that tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to meet here for a little while. Those that are interested in hosting small group meetings or facilitating small group meetings, that means you're in charge of them. And so if you're interested in that, and that doesn't mean we're going to start them next week. It just means that we're getting everything together, and we're going to try to follow this through and be led of the Lord. And we have some goals that we want to reach out to. So keep that in mind. And we have a prayer list this morning we want to pray for before we let the classes be dismissed. We got Juanita Glantz. She's in the hospital up here at Columbia. Valerie's back with us today, but she's still recovering. Grant Adamson, he's having a flare-up with eczema. Brenton Harvey, the allergies. Matthew Hughes is at home this morning with congestion and running a fever and all of that. Ronnie Burton's not here this morning because he's fellowshipping with some kidney stones.
He's
encouraging them to leave. Hallelujah. And Joyce needs God's favor for a new job. Holly Mitchum for healing. Edith Harmon for healing. Dimple Buck for healing her lungs. Robert and Donnie Turner, salvation. Carla Turner for healing. Dot Dickens. Raven Franklin needs a good report on the bone marrow test. Doug Babcock. Amy needs a good report. Lee Turner and her family. Okra Draper and Doug Hadley and his family. He came and visited with us last weekend. He's gone back to Afghanistan, or not back to Afghanistan. He was in Iraq before, but he's gone to Afghanistan working for a company that's doing work over there. And he asked us to pray for him and for his family. And then there's another name on there that I skipped when I was coming down through there, but they got Pastor on here for healing. Some of you may not be aware, as I'll just tell you. Something going on with Pastor. You know, the enemy is just like he's targeted this whole congregation. Praise and worship team, everybody on the praise and worship team, it seems like, has gone through something in the last few months. And I didn't really know there was anything wrong. Found out back in December, nothing wrong with the heart. Hallelujah. It's in good shape. All the stuff, the repair work, everything's fixed and everything like that. And yet I was having some of the same symptoms that I had before. Well, come to find out that what's the cause of it is that my blood, my hemoglobin, is extremely low. And they don't know why yet. I went this past Monday and had some blood work that drew 12 vials of blood. I got to figuring that up. You know, if it was low before, and they took 12 vials the size of your thumb, I figured that at least ought to be one of them little milk cartons full. And they're half a pint, or a pint, one or the other. Well, anyway, they're trying to find out what's going on, what the problem is. But the side effects, it's sort of like a car running with oil low. You know, if your car gets, the oil gets down, lifters start tapping. If it gets down further, rods start knocking. And if it gets down further, you got a real problem. Well, the doctor told me I was at the serious level, not the critical level. But I'm at the point now where the lifters are tapping. And believe it or not, you can feel it in your body. And one of the other things is it's just lack of energy. You know, just like you're going up a hill and you push the gas down and nothing happens in the car. So the same way, you know, you go to do something, you're going to exert a little energy, and you push the pedal down and nothing happens. But anyway, God's in control and they're going to get it straightened out. So if I seem a little lethargic at times, it's because I'm lethargic. But I'll get over it.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody want to add a name to the prayer list? William Burton, leukemia. How old is he? Okay. All his friends' little brother. Yeah. So it means he must have been somewhere under 11. Maxine. Hunter Atkins.
Maybe
Alan and Jacob. Jacob's coming down the road.
Oh, okay.
Alan's coming
down. Yeah.
Joyce told me that right now she's doing her clinical at the hospital in Glasgow, and she graduates in May. She said that after the graduation, that hospital would have three openings for registered nurse. And I just want the body of Christ to believe with us that one of those positions is going to be for Joyce.
You know, it's interesting. We've been praying for promotions and positions. And last Sunday morning, we had all kinds of scripture about the favor of God and trusting the Lord for the favor of God. And Brianna had said to pray for her mama, you know, that her mother, there was a job opening, and praying for her mother to get it. Well, guess what?
She got it.
She got it. She's got an awesome praise. And awesome, the way God worked everything out, that was quite awesome, wasn't it? And it's tremendous testimony. So God is faithful. God will supply it. And she has the favor of the Lord. Another prayer request. Okay, on your back? Okay, where will you have your surgery ready? Okay. Okay. You want to pray for
outpatient?
Okay. Okay. Shirley Hoover.
Yeah.
For my mother and for healing for her back and for Jennifer.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Benny prayed for his shoulder. Sounds like he's getting carpal tunnel, or he has carpal tunnel, and with his new job, I just think the devil is attacking him, and I know God's bigger.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our God is greater, isn't he?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I see one back there. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, your friend Casey, okay.
Her dad passed away.
Friend Casey's dad. Okay. Jonathan, did I see your hand? Your tooth? Okay. I saw somebody. Yes, Victoria.
William's dad, Jimmy Craft.
William's dad.
Jimmy Craft.
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 Oh, Craft.
Craft, Jimmy Craft. Okay.
Okay, before I pray, I want to just say this. I want you to always remember and realize praying and having this prayer time is not just something we do because it's a nice thing to do. It's not something we do because we want the people that we pray for to feel loved. Even though that may be true. It's not just a thing that we do so that you'll get a little emotional uplift and hopefully you'll feel better about things. When we pray, we're asking the power of God to go into effect and change something. To change a condition in the body, a condition in the soul, a condition in the home, a condition in the pocketbook. I mean, whatever the situation is. Prayer is us going to God and saying, okay, God, release your power to change these situations. And that's what we're going to pray for. Now, one of the things that we're going to do is if you're here this morning and you're on this prayer list, I want you to come up here with me. If your name was called and you're here this morning, I want you to come up here with me. Just come right around over here. We're going to get in a circle. Now I'd like for the prayer force members that are here this morning, I'd like for y'all to come up. Now, I want the ones that came up for the prayer, I want you to join hands with me. Now I want the prayer force. Right here, be fine. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now I want the prayer force team members that are here to just kind of surround us on the outside of the circle. It might even mean you have to maybe do like they did at the walls of Jericho, just kind of march around. But before we pray for the other names on the prayer request list, Lord God, we stand here right now in your presence. Every one of us in this circle, Lord God, this morning have a need. We need healing. We need deliverance from pain. We need strength and comfort. We need spiritual uplifting, Lord God. But we need something that you have. We need something, Lord God, from you. Because you said that if we asked, if we'd ask anything in Jesus' name, you'd do it. Lord, you literally said, ask anything in my name. If I don't have it, I'll make it for you. Lord God, with the needs that are expressed in this circle this morning. Lord God, help us to believe. Help us to believe, Lord God, that whatever our need is, in order to meet that need, you'll make it for us. Because you love us. You love every one of us, Lord God, this morning. Standing here together. Supporting and believing for one another. Not just being self-centered, wanting what we want. But Lord God, I want these people to have their needs met. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Lord God, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless all of you. Amen. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Amen. Amen. Now, the rest of you join with us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we continue in your presence. We continue, Lord God, to come before you, knowing that you are the source of everything we need. Knowing, Lord God, that every name that's been brought up before you this morning, every one of them is important to you. Every one of them, Lord God, has a place in your heart. And I lift them up, Lord God. Juanita and Valerie, Brenton and Grant, Matthew and Ronnie, Joyce and Holly and Edith and Dimple, and Robert and Donnie, and Carla, and Raven, and Doug, and Amy, and Lee and her family, and Okra, and Doug Hadley and his family, and William, Holly's friend, and his brother, and Maxine, and Hunter, and Alan, and Jacob, and Rita, Casey's family, Jonathan's Tooth, and Jimmy Kraft, Shirley Hoover, and Jennifer Grimes, Gail's mom. And I thank you, Lord God, Lord, if we could fix things, we would, but we can't fix anything. All we can do is ask and believe you to do it. And that's what we do today, Lord God, with every one of these requests. And Father, I pray this morning for every person in this congregation and every person that's listening to us on the internet. I pray, Lord God, that your Spirit would be very, very real and strong in their lives right now. Breaking up the bonds of the enemy, destroying the yokes of bondage. Because it's the anointing, it's the oil that breaks the yoke. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that your word says for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Wherever it is found, it is destroyed in Jesus' name. I pray for all the others that are not here today, Lord God, for various reasons, to minister to them, Lord God, and to stir them up in the things of the kingdom. Pray for all those who are in authority, as you told us to pray in your word. I ask you to guide them. I ask you to direct them. I thank you, Lord God, that we're in your kingdom. And Lord God, we praise you and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, praise and worship team. Thank you, Bob, for helping this morning. And I would like to say the children are going to be dismissed, but note that Ashley and Miss Denise's classes are combined, and 4-year-old and up in Miss Denise's class and Miss Ashley's, and all the other 3 and under, we're going to go to the nursery, and Sadie's going to direct the ones there to the nursery, and everybody else is going to go to Miss Vivian's class, and God's doing some things.
Amen. And everybody else is going to stay in here. And we're going to be blessed. And we're going to hear what God has to say to us this morning. Where'd you go with the little? That belongs in the checkbook. Oh, here it is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me have your mic. Hallelujah. I'm going to use Laverne's mic. Thank you, Jesus. There you go.